Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll look at how your afternoon grain markets closed on this Wednesday afternoon right after this.
We were number 7,009.
We were number 901.
I'll never forget. We were number 615.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like Don Denny of Creek County. He called and registered the abandoned well site on his property. Now his restored land is used for Little League Baseball. Don Denny's restoration is number 4,725. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Justin, how did our grain futures do today?
Well, we had a mixed bag today. We were slightly higher here in the front month than old crop, row crops, and then we were down about 7 to 11 cents, 12 cents in some months in the wheat. If you look at the July corn, we were up a quarter, that 660 and three quarters, which is slightly higher there. But then we had September corn down 12 and three quarters at 571. So there's a really big difference between the July and September corn. December corn is down 10 and three quarters at 542 and a quarter. Looking at the soybeans, we were up 3 and a quarter in the front month, July, at 1532. August was up 2 and three quarters at 1454 and three quarters, while September and November were down. September was down 6 and a quarter at 1354, and then the November soybeans were down 16 cents and closed right on $13 even. Chicago wheat was down 7.5 cents in July at 701.5. September was down 8 and three quarter cents at 709, and then December, Chicago wheat was down 9 cents even at 722 and three quarters. Looking at Kansas City July, right here at the start of harvest, is down 7.5 cents at 743 and a quarter. September was down 8.5 at 751 and a quarter, and December was down 11.5 at 767 and three quarters. Cotton futures were a bit on the defensive today. July was down 104 at 83.52, and then we had December cotton futures down 54 at 84.90.
We'll take a look at some market news next.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Justin, how did the news shape up today?
Now, if you really look at what happens in the corn and the soybeans here, it looks like we're still trying to rally those spreads with the front month July contracts getting stronger over time, while the new crop is really selling off based on the good weather we're going to have over the next 7 days. It looks like there's going to be a few showers here that put that crop condition there in the corn and soybeans probably a little bit better, and they're going to continue to get things planted. So right now there's really no weather threat, and that's really weighing on the November and December corn and soybean futures. We had an ethanol report this morning. It's pretty surprising here. Production keeps going up here. We had a new high in production of about 6.195 million barrels of ethanol. But the stocks are a little bit higher than last week, so it looks like they've stopped going down. So our production is going up, and we're starting to see it reflected in the stocks. So stocks, have, you know, as they quit going down, production goes up. That should weigh just a little bit here on the front end of the corn market. Hadn't happened, didn't happen today, but it looks like that could happen over the next little bit of time here. Looking at the wheat, Informa came out with their 2013 winter wheat production. Looks like they're going to peg it at 1.494 billion bushels. That's a little bit lower than they were. They were at 1.529. And so it's a little bit lower there and a little bit positive wheat, even though this was sold off today. And then early harvest reports coming out of southwest Oklahoma and northern Texas are about as expected, but we're by no means at a great crop. And then, you know, they're just harvesting half or not near as much, about half of it as they normally would anyway due to the freeze. But what they are cutting, it looks like it's going to be like 15 to 20 bushels an acre.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. That's a look at your afternoon market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.